Yeah, all good.
All right. Hi, everyone. Episode 8 of the Jazz Lounge. Welcome. You were with me, of course, with Harry and Sam, as per usual. And we've got another guest this evening. We're recording the evening again. Toby Miller. Toby, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you? Yeah, thanks for having me.
And the rest of you gents, how are you both?
All very good, thank you. Well, yeah. Harry, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm very well. I'm very well. I'm excited to have Toby here because Louis set the bar pretty low. So it's good to have a fresh face to try.
That's not fair, mate. Louis hasn't got a right to reply now. He's not on the pod anymore. So
he doesn't listen to us anyway. So he won't hear this.
So, gents, what have we been up to this week? Tomorrow, I think, is a mildly potentially exciting day because we get a lockdown update. And I think it's going to be a bit of a damp squib. I think we're all going to end up without very many changes. But how has this last week been? And what does next week beckon for us?
Who's going first there? It's meant to be for me.
Yeah, you're the guest. You always go first. Well, guest goes first, yeah.
So what have you been up to this week?
You know, it's always depressing when someone asks you that question because you realize like how little you're doing with your life because there's really not much to report. I mean, exams kind of starting to, you know, they're beginning now. So trying to do some revision this week, had a few essays to do. But I mean, I wish I could do something exciting, but I really have done so little. Played far too much Call of Duty. But apart from probably not the same still next week as well, to be honest.
So you boys play together? Are you all on the same multiplayer ship?
I've played with Toby a couple of times, and yeah. I played with Sam a couple of times. It's a good place, Verdansk, great place to revise.
if you asked me what the most exciting thing of my week was like a couple of weeks ago, I would have said winning one of those Warzone games with Harry. Like, that was probably not even a highlight of a week, probably a highlight of my lockdown sort of period. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing because I carried you that time.
It's terrible. I was thinking about this because this is episode 8 and we've done one a week for the whole of lockdown, which means we're entering the 8th week of this.
It's a long time.
And how do you work that one out, Whipple?
I couldn't tell you what I've done for the last 5 days because there's not a huge amount going on.
Well, for a flawless transition into the music part, my week has been quite interesting because Ariana Grande, obviously a week ago, announced that her new song was coming out on Friday.
Quickly, I'm going to put you up on that. You said obviously. I'm not sure the Ariana Grande press release hit my desk, mate.
Do you follow her or Justin Bieber on Instagram?
I think I followed Justin, but yeah. I'm not sure I would read his post.
It's usually some horrible stuff with Hayley, but this was a big one. So my week revolved around waiting for Stuck With You to be released. So yeah, that was my week.
Very quickly about the Justin Bieber thing. Wait, they're not going out, are they?
No, Justin Bieber's with Hayley Baldwin. Hayley Bieber, they're married, aren't they? Yeah.
They're actually really
so is married. The Ariana song about Justin Bieber?
No, it's just a general song about being stuck with your loved one in quarantine. Thing is, though, I found out this week that Ariana Grande has a new boyfriend, which is a bit gutting for me.
You were on the cards, weren't you?
Really?
Yeah, look, we've been flirting in the DMs a bit. She's a bit of a coy one, but I think I was nearly there. Yeah, his name is like Dalton Gomez. He's a bit of a waste man, like.
Dalton Gomez.
He's about to get a degree in history.
No, he doesn't have a master's, does he?
He's worried about the fact you're in the DM. Is he going to start? He'd be worried.
Mate, she definitely talks about me all the time.
Mate, you're definitely, if you're in her DMs, just chatting to one of those bots that just replies random shit.
She's one of those girls that like goes with other guys to get guys jealous, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. It's a great song, though. Great song, though.
Now, but that's not your song of the week, is it?
It's not, but she is in my song of the week.
So it is Ariana, but it's not the Justin Bieber one.
Yeah, there's a bit of a story behind this. So one of my friends who listens to the Jazz Lounge, we were commenting, because my song of the week last week was a Drake song. So we were commenting about Drake and we were talking about kind of US rap. And then he made a US chill rap playlist. And in there was a 2 Chainz song featuring Ariana Grande, which I'd never heard before, which is preposterous because I thought I knew every single Ariana Grande song. Alas, I do not. So I listened to that. Shock of the week. It's a banger. So that's my song of the week. Because she just kills it every time.
That's brilliant.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the Ariana 2 Chainz.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even say the song name. It's Rule the World, Two Chainz, featuring Ariana Grande.
It was enjoyable. Will that get onto your playlist, your Ariana Grande
playlist? It's made it onto like four of them, including Ministry of Pound. It's that sort of vibe.
you have four Ariana Grande
playlists. I have an Ariana Grande playlist. It's you can take the piss, mate, but it's one of my most followed ones. So.
No, I wasn't.
You're gonna follow it. I actually follow you on Spotify, Toby. You don't follow me back. You listen to like songs of my childhood a lot, don't you? That playlist. Oh, yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Sorry, it's come off. It's kind of weird for me here.
I'm gonna guess on Toby's playlist. On that playlist, it's probably just all Killers and Fratellis, and
I think there's Bruce Springsteen's on there. Really?
Yeah, well that's the playlist. I've made two. Like one songs that have been like influenced by my dad and then some by my mum. And one for my dad is just pure Bruce Springsteen, Killers, Fratellis, that kind of vibe. And my mum is more kind of like 90s like dance kind of vibe. So it's two pretty different vibes going on right now. But I like to mix it up.
Sam, what's your saying
this week? My song of the week is actually very much your vibe, though. It's a very
It's
called P.S. I Hope You're Happy by the Chainsmokers and by who was it?
Blink 182.
Yeah, So, and it's such obviously they did a lot of the songs in like American Pie movie, and you really get that vibe of like American Pie teen summer kind of vibe. And I mean, blasting out on the speaker all day today in the sun. It's so good.
I think it's a montage song. It'd be great. You put it up against some like kind of panned shots or drone shots of random shit. And
it'd be awesome. It's a feel good song. It really is a summer tune.
I hope by in the sun you mean your garden, Sam.
I do mean your garden. Yeah, of course. I haven't been out of the house in weeks, let alone even for a walk. I just went out.
Oh, I got a bit worried.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Just on a side note, you know, 220,000 people have called the police to snitch on their neighbours for not social distancing since this all started. imagine
snitching
your neighbours in for not social distancing, or like imagine not social. I don't know which one's worse or which one's weirder. It's anyway, bit of a segue. Boy, mine this week is a real throwback. I think it's actually from the year I was born. And it's You're Still the One by Shania Twain, which I have a pretty unsophisticated taste in music. It's sort of, and this one definitely fills the early noughties, late 90s era of just, I guess it's songs you'd hear on Bridget Jones, that sort of easy, mellow pop. I actually really enjoyed it this week. I've been listening to it a lot. Would thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah, it's a good song. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Bit different. Bit of the marketing people aren't very happy with me. I've diverged a little bit from my my niche. But nice song. And of course, they'll all go up. Harry's in charge of our graphics. So Harry, they're going to go up tomorrow. Today, if you're listening on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Toby, did you mention one? Have you said your song of the week?
No, I'm just
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go really rogue here. I might have got the tone completely wrong. We'll see about that. But because I've started revising like this week properly, I've been kind of listening to some kind of revision tunes. And Hans Zimmer absolutely slaps. Like any of his movies, just like a quality revision. Tunes to listen to.
Is that film score music?
It's hard to like come down on one, but film score, like Zimmer, like he did like Pirates of the Caribbean, Interstellar, Inception, all these big films. I'd say though, if I had to choose one that I've enjoyed this week in particular, it's Time from Inception.
That is so funny you say that, because this very day I made a cinema sounds playlist on Spotify and had so many Hans Zimmer songs in there, including that great sound. Crazy.
Great minds. Great minds.
Maybe you do follow me.
Maybe I do, yeah. Subconsciously.
That is crazy. Yeah. I was literally listening to Hans Zimmer while I was working today. And we were probably working on the same thing because we actually do the same course for listeners.
We do.
So, yeah, interesting.
Film music is great, though, because it's all exciting and it all kind of builds up and, you know, it's very literally entertaining.
No, yeah, Hans Zimmer is the I use this word way too much, but I think he's the GOAT. Undoubtedly,
yeah.
Yeah, time. Shout out to the Batman music. Big songs from Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, yeah, some big songs on there. The Dark Knight series.
Yeah. No, you were right on the vibe there. That's great, great shout.
Yeah, you've nailed that. That we'll have to listen to after.
Yeah.
All good stuff. Boys, so then TV-wise, is there anything we've been watching that we've been enjoying or we thought was terrible?
No, I'm not really. I watched the Too Hot to Handle reunion episode, which wasn't that great because it was done on kind of like a coronavirus vibe. So it was all on Zoom.
That's terrible,
it's kind of just interviews rather than like sex stuff. Not that I'm interested.
Can
purely
I say, how bad is Zoom TV? It's bizarre. Like, it doesn't matter who you are or how famous you are. If you get interviewed over Zoom, it's just terrible viewing, especially when you put on a big TV.
So it's funny. So it's really painful. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show Have I Got News For You on Friday, right? So yeah. I think I might have spoken about this on a previous episode. I can't remember now. But that's TV, regular TV I watch every Friday night with the family. Have I Got News For You? Whatever, 9 p.m. on Friday. So, I mean, but pre-corona, it's just like a talk show comedy about politics and stuff. I actually find it a lot funnier over Zoom because for some reason, I just find like Ian Hislop and like Paul Merton a lot funnier when they're just behind a
camera.
Obviously, I agree with you that it is harder to sort of find.
I don't know. I saw the first episode of that Have I Got News For You on Zoom, and I thought it was, but then apparently it did get better after
Who's
that.
Who's been hosting it?
So I might have to jump back
in.
Yeah.
Who have they had recently?
Yeah. So this week's was on a Thursday because of the bank holiday, and that was David Tennant.
Yeah. Very good.
That's quite good.
Yeah. Good. That was a really funny episode. Would recommend a watch. But yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna start. I guess it depends on the format, doesn't it? But like the Graham Norton on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's just not the. It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
After there, and it's not as. You know, part of the fun is watching like David Beckham walk out and sit on that sofa and sort of be weird. You don't get that.
And like, can't bounce off each other. Like, that's the best part of Graham Norton. People are kind of just using each other, but you can't do that.
You also get that thing that we have on this, which is someone says something, and then it goes up to satellite and back down, and then it's like, and then you start saying something again. And then they start saying something, and you get that kind of overlap thing where everything's on a time delay, and it just isn't. You can't have a fully natural conversation.
No, it's painful. It's painful.
It's coronavirus for you.
Yeah.
It's addiction. But when I'm supposed to be doing work, but I can sort of justify things like TED Talks. I think, okay, no, this is learning. This is okay. I can watch this. I've watched quite a few interesting ones this week. But two of the most interesting ones are about sleep and about exercise. Obviously, everyone knows that exercise is important. I've got it written down. Wendy Suzuki on exercise. And then the other one was Matt Walker on sleep. And just really interesting. And I think more interesting in the lack of anything else that's interesting. So it is all relative. But when you hear these very, very clever people talking about things that we do every day and just don't even think about, and then you actually think about, they sort of explain to you what they're doing to your body. Very interesting. But not that, like, not sort of 10 minutes worth interesting, and interesting compared to doing work. But that's about it.
YouTube.
I mean, anything's not doing work.
Yeah, YouTube's a dark hole because you end up watching some absolute weird stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the best stuff I'm watching this week is Jeremy Clarkson Funniest Moments compilations.
He's a funny man. He's a funny man.
That vintage.
Top Gear was so funny. It's probably went obviously went last very long today because it's quite offensive. But, Yeah,
it's like Little Britain is the other one. Fantastic team.
Did you guys see David Walliams and Matt Lucas's like coronavirus Britain sketch?
Yeah, it was good. Although you know they got so many complaints.
Yeah, they got so much criticism. I thought it was hilarious, but that got a lot of criticism.
The one that got a lot of stick was when they did the I'm a Lady one, and they said we probably shouldn't be doing the sketch anymore, and that was the extent of the sketch. But the funny bit about it is they complained. It was part of whatever it was it Red Nose, whatever day it was. I get all this track of the events, but they the complaints are all generic, so they don't know they can't pinpoint what the actual complaint was. But they're all just like, yeah, this was definitely Little Britain. but they are so funny.
Yeah, Little Britain is very funny. But I like the same Come Fly With Me as well. Like
that's brilliant.
Yeah, I was about to say Come Fly With Me. There's no way they could show that.
I'm surprised it's still like on. Actually, yeah, they can't really take it off Netflix. But still, it is quite bad at some point.
I think I think it's bad. It's bad for in terms of a BBC primetime drama, not drama, comedy. I don't think that could happen anymore. But, you know, South Park and Family Guy happen. I know it's US network telly, but they're getting more and more and more offensive and even more funny. I think it might be a British thing. I think we've lost the sort of desire, or it's not become acceptable to have that kind of thing on British TV anymore.
But I think there's a difference between a cartoon and then, like, in some of the episodes, like, they both black up for their characters, like I think, there's one episode where he like squints his eyes because he's trying to play an Asian person. It's just that I just don't think they get away with it. Whereas if it's a cartoon, it kind of I don't know.
I know what you mean. It definitely dehumanizes it, but the joke is still the same. You know
what I mean? Yeah, so, I agree. The joke's still there. Yeah,
I probably is terrible, but I still find them both funny. I agree that it's murky water as to whether you can still release that kind of thing. But they are still quite funny. I'm gonna get kicked off.
And yeah, I'm just gonna keep quiet here because I don't know. Listening. I don't know.
I don't think it's controversial to say that Little Britain and Family Guy are funny, but we'll leave it there. Let's not go into any further.
No, we're just gonna get generic complaints, but they're all about women.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about. I just wanted to say, if you've been listening, you'd have maybe caught this. A few weeks ago, I said an offensive word, which Harry tried to sort of bail the podcast out of, and we decided we'd edit it out in the edit. So you go back and listen. I think it was two episodes now, and it's just I'm on a rant, as I quite often am, and then it just kind of you just get to Harry who goes, yeah, well. Because we cut out and it just sounds like he's sort of trying to rescue it a bit. I don't think we don't have to cut that bit out. That wasn't too bad.
Well done for editing out you saying an offensive word just to then a couple of episodes later.
Yeah, to bring it up. Yeah,
what I said. Everyone says offensive words. You just can't get caught doing it.
My Wi-Fi cut out. I missed that. Are you? What's happened?
No,
Whipple saying offensive stuff against
me.
I missed it.
I didn't say how I had to edit the last one. Right,
you know how we did a couple episodes ago.
The subject of things that happen that are fine if you don't get caught doing them. I'm going to segue nicely away from me getting in trouble into...
Beer.
Who's the Australian test captain, did an interview today, and he admitted that during an Ashes test match this summer, the one in Manchester at Old Trafford, it was late in the day and he really, really needed to go to the loo. But they didn't have much time left to win the test match. So he chat himself in a test match while he was keeping wicket to go off the pitch to use the loo.
Is that surely that's
not true? It came out. He said it. He said it in an interview. And, it makes sense. Didn't get caught at the time.
Yeah, I guess.
Said it retrospectively, and it's now funny.
Did they win that test?
Yeah, they did win it. And that's why they had to keep going because it was going to get bad light or something. And anyway.
Oh, fair enough then.
But Harry, you quite rightly tried to segue us onto beer, and we did say last week we're going to have a discussion of our favourite lagers. Not a full on debate. We're not going to go full on greatest album of the 21st century vibe. But I guess a sort of. Open-ended, you know, boardroom discussion of lagers. And of course, this is the perfect guest to have because, Toby, your job is head of Hatfield Bar, our college bar. So you are an expert on this matter.
Yeah, if you say so.
I do say so. It is your job title. Boys, lager.
Supervisor, actually. But yeah, head of Hatfield Bar will do.
But Toby, you should probably start so we know kind of whether, you know, if you say some beer's bad, that we don't say it because, you know, you're the expert.
Well, it's actually really weird. A few days ago with my brother and my dad, we did like a beer taste test. So we bought like six, you know, newsagent lagers from down the road and then blindfolded ourselves and try and guess which beer was which just from taste. So we had San Miguel, Foster's, Estrella, Cronenberg and Heineken. And I've come to the conclusion that I think same because I could not tell the difference between any of them. Having said that, I think right now my favorite lager is probably Estrella.
Now that is
I don't mean it's more to do with like how what I so it is controversial, but I think it's how what I associate Estrella with. Like it's summer, kind of Spanish. Like you have it in, we had it in Barcelona quite a lot and stuff like that. So like I kind of that's what I associate it with. And it comes in like those quite nice, like, you know, large glasses, like a bit more than a pint, I think, or maybe just under. So I think that's what I'm going for right now.
No, I do agree. You, the association thing. So
I think I fluctuate.
It's not a great with lager, but it lager. Used to get served at our cricket club. So if we'd win a game, we'd get some jugs of Foster's in. So you come to associate the taste of that with winning. Foster's is not what I'm going for. My favorite is Heineken. And I do think I can taste the Heineken. If you lined up six lagers, I can't taste the others, but I do think I could pick out a Heineken. And I have a weird brand loyalty here. I really strongly believe, you know, if a Heineken is on tap, I will buy it, even if it's a bit more expensive. The other one, I do like a BrewDog. The conference call is a BrewDog lager, but it just no one sells it. So it's just pointless. It's like someone rocking up with one of those sort of niche phones. It's just like no one actually knows what that is, so we'll leave it. But I'm going to go Team Heineken here. Of course, Heineken own all other beers anyway, so it's quite wide ranging. But a tap Heineken for me.
So I'm actually. I mean, are we strictly lager here? Can I branch out?
No, branch out. Where do you want to go, mate?
It's interesting that you say so. Like lagers for you, Toby, taste pretty similar. I mean, I tend to agree. Like for me, like at home, if we have beers in the house, it's always a Moretti for some reason. Just the beer, which is always on a deal or something. I don't know. I do love a little Moretti, but I have to say, if I treat myself, it'll always be a Gamma Ray. You know the IPAs, and I think they're unbelievable. Down IPAs, and the reason why I think they're such distinctive taste, they're a little bit more fruity. A little bit more alcoholic. I think they're like 5.5% or whatever. But
5.5.
It's pretty
good. Yeah, crikey, watch yourself, mate.
It makes a difference. After two Moretti's, you know, you can just about stand. After two of the American Pale Ales, you know, I struggle to work again.
you always have two then.
So did you just say after two Moretti's you can just
stand? It was a joke. Don't worry about it, guys.
Although actually, no. Okay, this is the thing. Cool. Is anyone else?
I'm worried. I'm worried.
When you're drinking in lockdown. And you're like on a Zoom quiz or something, you're sitting down, you're not moving, and then actually you will have two pints. And because you've not moved at all and all the blood is just sitting in wherever it is, they hit a lot harder and you get a lot more dehydrated from it.
Yeah. It's pretty true. I'd agree with that. Yeah.
So Harry, where do you stand on this debate?
I'm quite simple. I'm a Corona with lime man. And a Corona is not the word you want to hear at the moment, but that's fit it for me. I do love a good Corona with a lime, and then Peroni.
Is that what the associate?
I don't really associate it with anything except bleakness now, I suppose. But not great connotations now, I have to admit. But in the wider normal world, it's just a lovely. I like the taste. But I'm the same as what most of you guys said. Like, someone put a lager in front of me and I drank it, I wouldn't be able to name what it was. But I suppose, like Corona, I think I probably would if there's a lime in there. I'm a big fan of Peroni. That's probably a close.
Yeah, Peroni's a good one. On the Coronas, I still do love a Corona. But somebody told me and I haven't fact-checked this, it could be bollocks, but actually, if the second someone says it, so it doesn't matter if it's true or not, because it's in your head, that it's got the most preservatives of any widely available beer. Because, of course, it's all brewed in Mexico, it's all sold around the world, and it has to last for a really long time. So it's got a lot more chemical content in there than some of the European lagers, where they're brewed and shipped more quickly and stored for less time, which I don't know why I care, but something in me was like, I think it's like, you know, when the Americans get all fussed about genetically modified crops, and they're like, oh no, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think someone told me that, and I was like, oh, that's not good. That's not good.
I'll admit it, but it's probably not like the most sophisticated beer, or, you know, it'll maybe like one of the kind of the old kind of hearty ones. I don't know, like Stella or Heineken or something, but I just think it's really nice.
Actually, on Corona, have any of you boys been to Boardmasters?
I have.
The Corona, I can't remember what it's called. They've got that stage. And that, for me, is that is a Corona. Is you have it with, as you say, with a little lime in the top and a big sunset and some kind of slightly shit house DJ. But, you know, whatever, he's there. He's probably not being paid much. And that is an association thing. And the Corona, just that's the perfect beer for them. So it's a sunset. It's a sunny day sunset beer.
I think my Boardmasters experience is a bit different. I was just in the Unleashed Tent King, absolutely.
The Unleashed? Yeah, I'm talking
I was getting absolutely chonged.
No. The Corona, whatever it was called, was next to the Nando's truck. Kreps and Conan were always playing the Nando's truck. It was sick. So you get your literally get your Nando's, going to have a Corona, and it was on the edge of the coast. It was on the cliff face. Nice, and then you head unleashed, whatever.
Well, maybe in past years we were seshing together in the Unleashed tent, or you're too busy having your Nando's with Kreps and Conan. them. who knows? Yeah, no, Boardmasters is a great festival.
Yeah, also got cancelled last year, cancelled this year.
Yeah, when do you think the next festival is going to happen? 2022.
Mate, exactly.
Yeah,
who knows?
Surely.
What, you don't think there'll be one in 2021?
No, you can't. The problem is you can't social distance at a festival.
No. Do you think we're still going to be social distancing by July 2021?
Yes. 100%. Without a vaccine, 100%.
Yeah, and it's as events go, it's a pretty large gathering of festivals, isn't it? What's Glastonbury, like 100,000 people or something?
Yeah, exactly. Class and of peak. Course, as we know, we're all experts on this now. Everybody is an expert on social distancing,
exactly,
and also epidemiology. And so, in our expert with our expert knowledge, yeah, I think we will be social distancing.
What about clubs and pubs?
Again, I'm an expert on this because I read my newspaper. No, someone said to me, I read in the Times. 31st of August was when they were muting that they might open. But mate, who knows? It's honestly utter crap, isn't it? Like, everyone said that it's one thing.
But also, when they say it's like, I mean, like, that's with social distancing.
Also,
like, if pubs do open, I think there'll be some strict numbers.
Well, how can you go to it?
Yeah, whatever that crap is. And
how can you go to a club in social distance?
Well, I don't think clubs will open. Boys, how about this for it?
No, exactly, they won't. Clubs will remain closed.
Idea. What about if we opened a club that was specifically social distanced? Do you reckon you could do that?
Well, what about a silent disco on a field?
Well, oh my God, wait. What if you just put everyone in Zorb balls and then no one can get within 2 meters of each other?
Yeah. Well, that defeats the whole...
Everyone drinking and then running around in Zorb balls.
No, because you mate, we'll get. There's definitely some holes in that plan, but the thing is, obviously, you know, I don't think clubs will open for a very long time. Pubs,
no, I agree.
Yeah, I would love to have them. I mean, honestly, the weather has been so good recently. But no, who knows?
Oh, I don't know. Clubs aren't open until 2022. That's a long wait.
Yeah.
Does that slightly throw your plan next year to do it?
Mate, the whole point of a Masters was to go back to Jimmy's. Jimmy's isn't open. What's the point? It's just a waste of 10 grand.
Like, what is the point?
I don't want to work.
You'll also be doing online classes.
I'm doing, yeah. I can't be bothered with that.
Online classes are better because you don't have to go anywhere. the way that you can learn is exactly the same, and you can have more people in a class. It's great, and you don't have to walk between them.
No, I still don't like them.
Yeah, although the lack of interaction is pretty bleak, to be honest. Yeah.
I can't say I made many close friends in my 3 years at Durham, but at least I had
the opportunity
to. That's the point. I didn't make any friends, but I could have.
I think maybe everyone's, like, when lectures and seminars are brought back, everyone's going to be so sociable. People are going to want to sit next to each other and you know, friendships will blossom.
No, but they literally won't be allowed to. They will be made to sit three spaces away from each other.
Oh gosh, this sounds you know, apocalyptic, doesn't it? Well, I suppose it is. That's a real shame. That has really thrown a spanner in the works there. I don't know if I want to.
Does that change your choice of Corona? Are you going to go for something a bit stronger now that you know that you're going to be drinking it alone or meters away from
you? Yeah, just pure WKDs.
Okay.
WKDs? Is that a natural progression?
I mean, Coronas are kind of, they're kind of bridging the line. I mean, they're not really like, well, they're not really like craft beers or anything like that. They're a bit kind of social beers. Aren't they?
It's not craft, but
yeah, they're you know what I mean. I can't really describe it, but they're not like, they're a bit kind of social kind of beers rather than like authentic beers. Do you know what I mean?
No, they're nice.
They are nice.
So, but have we seen, so lots of breweries have been doing special edition beers. So Camden Brewery are doing I think it's called a Hero Lager. It's branded NHS Blue and all the profits go to them. Brewdog have said that all the profit margin from Punk IPA is getting donated to the NHS as well. And I like that because it both encourages drinking and makes it moral. It makes drinking means you're helping the world, making it a better place by consuming your alcohol.
Yeah. It's definitely a nice gesture, I suppose.
Although the cynic, do we think that's just cynical marketing? Or...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's
Does it matter?
It matters, to be honest.
Right, Jen. Sorry, we cut out there. Harry, you're on a rant about something.
I don't think I was.
I don't know.
Wait, Harry, I won't lie. No one was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, come on, mate. No, I think I was just chatting just about beers, really. I don't really know. I reckon we should just cut
I've eaten
it
a whole bar of chocolate since Harry started eating.
What is this? Harry Bash, what's going on? what is this? You know what? That's a great episode, guys. That's this week. Shit episode, shit guest.
No, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure being here.
Can you edit that out as well? I don't like swearing.
No,
sorry,
we're down
that
as explicit, mate. It's fine.
can we just cut the episode, like the last one?
This is all live on air, mate.
Oh god, I hate this podcast. I hate this podcast.
Let's round this off. Toby, thank you for coming in. Sam and Harry, I'll see you next week. As ever, it's at the Jazz Lounge Podcast on Instagram. Harry, any final words this week?
No, I'll probably just stop talking, really. It's two episodes in a row.
All right.
hopefully Sid's forgiven.
Right, well,
obviously it was a joke.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Better go back and look at
Stay
that.
Stay safe,
yeah,
everyone.
Pleasure. Good to see you all, gents. See you soon.
Thank you, boys.
Cheers, David.
See you later.